actually, I was late in submitting my presentation for approval through the company, and I was not able to get approval to present the presentation, so I will not be able to go through the slides here. So I'll spend a few minutes and just talk from my memory. I have put too much information as usual, Dr. Jenkins, you may remember my tendency. And I was late in submitting for approval, so the fault is on me. So with that said, I will talk about the host plant resistance traits of phytogen varieties, just in more of a generic sense. I would like to mention that myself and Dr. Joel Mayhill received our PhDs at Mississippi State University, and both of us worked at the USDA ARS with Dr. McCarty, Dr. Jenkins, Dr. Bill Parrott, and Dr. Raymond Shepherd at the Cotton Host Plant Resistance Unit there in Starkville. And there we did receive a very good training, of course, and we also developed our love for host plant resistance in cotton. And from that, I got my PhD working with the root knot nematode resistance, and that has been a long passion of mine. At Dow AgriSciences, we have developed molecular tools to be able to track the genes for resistance and for bacterial blight, two genes for root knot nematode resistance, as well as two genes for root reniform nematode resistance. We are using these molecular tools in our breeding programs, and they are very effective. We also, of course, ingress transgenic traits in our varieties. Y-Strike 3 has three genes, Cry1AC, Cry1F, and the VIP gene from Syngenta. We have herbicide tolerance genes, Roundup Ready Flex from Monsanto, and our Enlist gene, which expresses 2,4-D and glufosinate tolerance. So those are five transgenic traits, and then when you're stacking on to that, the breeding traits, the host plant resistance genes, combining all those together becomes a pretty difficult job. But the tools that we have available are making that possible. We have developed bacterial blight resistance into all of our Y-Strike 3 Flex Enlist lines and all of our varieties. This past year in 2017, I sent 80 lines to Dr. Borland with the University of Arkansas, and he placed those in a greenhouse screen. And all of our Y-Strike 3 Flex Enlist lines except one came back as resistant to bacterial blight. We have also worked with root knot nematode resistance, and from this point forward, our new lines will have some level of root knot nematode resistance, and we're working toward having all of our varieties having a high level resistance in the future. So we're really excited about this development, and we think that that's going to make a big difference. I had yield trials in throughout the belt, and several of our fields in Georgia, Alabama were infested with root knot nematodes. And on average, we saw that the nematode resistant lines were about 14% higher yielding than the commercial checks that were susceptible. So with that, I'll cut it short, and I'll entertain any questions if there are any from the audience. Reniform is still very much in the developmental stage. The root knot resistance, we plan to tentatively release varieties next year with root knot resistance. We've already released phytogen 367 with moderate resistance, and 5-27 with high resistance. But those were only moderately high yielding, and the new ones they're releasing are very competitive on the yield. Anything else? Dr. Borland? Well, that is one of the things that Paul mentioned about the reniform. That was the reniform resistance, of course, came from a source that's not adapted. So that's one of the things that we're evaluating. But I have not observed any myself. Anybody else? Thank you.
Thank you, Mustafa.